You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please.
Huh? You pooped in the refrigerator. And you ate a whole wheel of cheese?
How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
That's so stupid. That scene gets me every time. It's hilarious. Hey, what's up? It's the Huff. Hope you're having a great day. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And remember, today's show is presented to you by, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And, of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, whether it's baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC and MMA, and, of course, boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to their online casino, get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now. Get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Yeah, bucks. Anyway, Bet Online, the game starts here. Hope you guys are feeling it today. Hopefully, things are going great. And if they're doing shitty, which is always a possibility, hopefully listening to this show will put a smile on your face every now and then. I got to fill you in. It was a lot of fun yesterday. Oh, well, shoot. I guess it was 2 days ago. My kids did a lemonade stand, and they actually worked together instead of fighting each other. Not like pit fighting, although that would be kind of interesting to watch. But no, they're nine and 11. They're too young for pit fighting. They always go at each other like, oh my, like they're sworn enemies. Then like 10 minutes later, they're best buds. And then 30 minutes later, they're sworn enemies again. Anyway, they worked together the other day for a lemonade stand. Now, my daughter is the main owner operator of this lemonade stand. So her brother and I made a sign, and he went down towards a busier street and was directing traffic to her. They did really well. Tax reasons, I'm not going to disclose how much we made, but they are very happy with what they walked away with. It was a lot of fun. But what was funny is, since I'm working with just my son, I'm teaching him the ins and outs of customer service. I was like, you're greeting the customer. Now they're in a car, but you're still able to, I was like, hold the sign with one hand, and then with the other hand, you're waving at them. And he starts doing that. I was like, you got to smile. You're selling happiness to these people. That happiness is coming in a little cup, but they're going to see your smiling face and want to go spend their money. So I was constantly getting on them. I was like, make eye contact, smile. What are you here for? To sell happiness. It was so funny. And I was like, look at the people in the car's faces when you smile. They smile back. I was like, it's a simple concept. You're making a connection with these potential customers. And he enjoyed the snot out of it. And he was really experiencing like what kind of reaction you can get from people with a positive projection type of thing. So it was really neat to see him thrive in that, and how many people took the signage advice and went and got lemonade. We had one guy come over. He scared the shit out of me at first because he just whips over towards us and real quickly with his car. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to beat the crap out of us. But no, he's like, hey, I'm diabetic. Here's a dollar, though. Good luck on your lemonade stand. I was like, oh, that's cool. Another guy drove by a couple times, then came back, and he's like, hey, I'm not buying anything, but here's $5 to go towards it. I thought that was cool. And I was explaining to my son, I said, you know, it makes a lot of people happy when they see kids your age putting in the work and learning work ethic in order to achieve success. I was like, in at first he's just like, okay, dad, whatever. But then the more it was going on, the more he realized, okay, dad's not full of complete shit. And there's something to this. You put in the hard work, you end up, you know, getting rewarded in some fashion. And they got a chunk of change, and then they saved part of it, and then they're going to spend part of it. So I thought that was cool. I was very proud of them. My son, though, was bitching and complaining. He's like, my arm's going to be so sore tomorrow because of, you know, waving so much. I was like, that's putting in the work. Quit crying. Get back to work. Sell happiness, goddammit. Anyway, speaking of selling happiness, let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Well, now I have a new fear. Never thought of this as to being something that could happen to me. But now I am, I don't even know what the hell I would do. Probably move. A manure truck crashed and covered a Connecticut home, like top to bottom, the yard, everything, in liquid shit. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That's awful. First of all, we've talked about that those individuals, those people, what? Who? Oh, shit.
What do you mean, you people?
See, it's not as funny when I stumble over the you know, the lead-in. I should have said, you know, we were just talking about those people.
What do you mean, you people?
The people that haul sewage around and drain out outhouses and all stuff like that. Unsung heroes of society. And then when, I don't know why the truck crashed, I don't really care, to be honest. The fact that somebody's home is a victim to liquid feces is saddening to me and frightening to me. Because I guess in a sense that could happen to anybody. They're clearing out a septic tank, they're clearing out outhouses or porta potties, whatever. And then some guy's like, you know, trying to send a dick pic to his girlfriend or whatever. Next thing you know, he crashes and liquid poo just goes everywhere. Horrible. Horrible. New fear on lock.
I've got to poop.
Now, that's kind of like Final Destination stuff, too. If you know how, like, because of that movie Final Destination, like if you see a logging truck, that you got to make sure that you get around it as quick as possible and safely, obviously. Because of that movie where the straps break and next thing you know, logs are flying everywhere. Oh, my God. They should have done it with one, or if they do a sequel ever again, where it's like liquid feces. They're like, what's the big deal? It's just liquid poo. Next thing you know, some dude's drowning in liquid feces. Oh, gross. Well, how'd he die? He drowned on the highway. Oh, my God. He went into a pond or a lake or a creek. What happened? No. He drowned in a tank of feces. Death by diarrhea. Oh, my God. Speaking of diarrhea, I was looking ahead and I was wrong. I thought it was going to talk about the Colorado Rockies, but I was way off. Anyway, did you guys see, what is it, the monolith? Those steel objects, they're like pillars or whatever that are showing up in random spots. They've been doing it for years, whether it's Arizona, California. There was one recently in, what was it, Utah or Nevada? I think it was Nevada. Anyway, another one popped up, this time in Colorado, Fort Collins. All right, here we go. Yeah, you know, our neck of the woods, if you're a Colorado person like I am. And it's bizarre to me because I couldn't find it. I swear to God, like I want to say like 5 years ago, somebody came out with, hey, we're the group that's doing this. And it's for some like art, you know, miscellaneous bullshit. I can't find that information anywhere. I'm sure it's out there. I'll have to continue to do digging. But It kind of bugs me, and some people are like, it was put there by aliens. Okay, whatever. Maybe it was. Most likely it wasn't. But it's still something interesting. It gets people talking. That being said, I don't understand the point of it if it is an art project, because it's just shiny metal shaped in like a rectangle or whatever. Okay, it's not that spectacular. It's not very artsy. And it just gets people speculating. I guess if anything, it's a psychology experiment. If you just put random things in places with no explanation and you just let the people, the community, and their imaginations just run wild on it, what are they going to, you know, conclude? And I think the overwhelming majority of people are like, it's got to be some sort of paranormal or, you know, extraterrestrial type of placement, whereas other people are like, it's just people fucking around. Now, what's interesting about the Fort Collins one is when you look at it, you'll see some pallets nearby that are kind of broken up. And people are like, well, those are clearly from whoever put that monolith there. They just left their stuff there. They didn't pack it in and pack it out. They didn't do that. But somebody went to Google Maps and found that location and did a screenshot of it. Guess what? Those pallets are there before the monolith is there. So there goes that theory. So it's interesting. It's a conversation point. Does it mean that it was put there by aliens? No. Does it mean that it wasn't? No. We just don't really officially know. It's fascinating. It's humorous because everybody's imagination runs wild on this. It's the government. They're just putting up antennas so they can control us. Type of shit. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it is. But it's interesting. I kind of want to go drive up to Fort Collins and get a good picture of it. It's on like a dairy farm or something like that. I don't know. If you guys have some inside info on it and you want to stay anonymous, let me know. DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com, or you can send me a direct message on social media at DeHuffPodcast. I want to know. I want to know if you know who put it there. I want to know if you've heard some rumblings from officials that are going, we need to keep this quiet. The little green men are going to get us. They're going to get us. They're going to get us. What I want to know. I want to know what theories are out there if you're up in that area. So Fort Collins, I'm calling on you. Whether you're an employee on that farm or you know somebody that is or whatever, let me know. Again, DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. Fascinating. Probably complete nonsense, but it is still kind of fun to speculate. Now, the Cleveland Guardians is a minor league affiliate of, God damn it. I deleted what the minor league, God, I am dumb. I said it. I'm still not used to the Guardians being the name of a professional baseball team. The Cleveland Guardians minor league affiliate is, I deleted the name of it, but whatever. They got toilet seats behind their home plate. And it's sponsored by Roto-Rooter, and it's just a gimmicky thing to get people in the seats and pay for admission. And like I said, it's brought to you by Roto-Rooter, and they have a bathroom attendant who will make sure your needs are met with mouthwash, combs, or gum to keep you fresh throughout the game. They're not actual working toilets. You lift up the seat, and it's just a super cushiony place to sit. That's it. It's just fun. And it makes me think that, like, if you're going to go to a baseball game, I think minor leagues are the way to go, because it's all about having fun. You look at the Savannah Bananas, which I have that split the Savannah Banana mascot. I have a bobblehead of his that came from the Bobblehead Hall of Fame. They sent me that. Go check out their website, bobbleheadhalloffame.com. There's a lot of cool stuff on there. And, I mean, you just look at the Savannah Bananas and all these other minor leagues, and their objective is to have fun and make it an experience. Like, who gives a shit if they're shitty? right? You're having a blast. Now, in a sense, that's kind of the Colorado Rockies, you know, mindset is like, just have a good time. Who cares if we're shit? But you're major leagues. That there's a difference. If it's minor leagues, yeah, nobody really gives a rat's ass. If you're in the majors, I expect you to be competitive. Okay? There's a big difference, Colorado Rockies. Now, anyway, I posted a picture of this on my Facebook account. And this is some of the comments. Sean said, I would say this is a brilliant idea, but if it were at Coors Field, where the Colorado Rockies play, the results left in those toilets would add a fitting aroma to the team's performance and its management. Chris wrote, I live close to that stadium. Always a fun time. Again, yeah. Like, I wish there was a minor league team for baseball near me. I know there is down in Colorado Springs and in Grand Junction, or at least Grand Junction. I can't remember if there's one in the Springs. But either way, that would be fun to go to because it just seems like the atmosphere is completely different. Like if the team, you know, blows donkey cock, like nobody really cares, but it's a blast to go. Like the Rockies are like, yeah, we're terrible. Here's a party deck where everybody can get drunk. That's what they do. And Troy wrote in, I thought it was Coors Field upgrading. I said, they should put those in the dugout. They should. They should. Man, it's a great way to get people in the seats. I think it's a fun idea. I want to go to a – I've never actually been to a minor league game. I've been to a few Rockies games. I've been to spring training. Spring training was a lot of fun covering that and going to some games. It was a fun atmosphere, a lot more fun than going to a regular season game. So I imagine that's kind of the in-between is that to minor league. But, yeah, I think that's fun. I think more teams need to do stuff like that. Think outside the box. And good for Roto-Rooter for being, you know, part of that. I think that's a great promotion. It's fucking hilarious. And the seats look super cushy. Although I don't like the fact that they're giving mouthwash, combs, and gum. I think, if anything, you know, they should probably give you special food that resembles turds. You know, like a hot dog without the casing. You know, it looks like shit, but it tastes delicious. Stuff like that. You'd be like, here's your special Roto-Rooter hot dog or whatever it is. They're like, oh, thanks. It looks like a turd with mustard. Yeah, I think that would be great. More teams need to do this, especially if you're struggling. Because at least you can hide the pain behind some laughs. Anyway, hey, speaking of enjoying yourself, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. And it works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. How smart is that? So if you come to High Society and you buy, you can consume it on site as well. I mean, how cool is that? You just go in there. It's a bar. You buy some product. Then you can consume it. Then you can take the rest home. It's so freaking cool. You can buy up to an ounce of flower, 8 grams of concentrate. They got pre-rolls, they got edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. And what's great is the atmosphere. They got 7 big screen TVs so you can catch your favorite sporting event, watch a show, or even have a watch party, whatever it might be. They also got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games. They got playing cards, coloring books, dominoes, all that cool stuff. Plus, they got a quarter arcade, pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and so much more. And what's cool, too, is they got all these like little areas where you can just chill. They got super soft pillows. I know it sounds silly, but it's such a cool place. They got bean bags, just really comfy chairs. It's just fun. And they got their bar where you can roll up and literally roll up a J and then partake. It's great. It's so fun. Grab a Coke or Sprite, whatever, and then, yeah, have a good time. sit there and relax. Shoot the shit. Such a great place. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. And you know what? It's only 10 minutes from Coors Field. It's open, like I said, noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. I put this out on Twitter because I believe it was June 5th at 1 a.m. Where's the location? Red Rocks Amphitheater. I put this out on Twitter because I wanted to see if anybody had the cojones to respond. And as of right now, nobody has, as far as somebody that is going to admit to being a witness. Again, you can be anonymous and send me a message. Did you see it? Did you not? Did you, know somebody that did? What am I talking about? Apparently, a dozen people spotted a UFO soaring above Red Rocks Amphitheater. It was a bunch of workers. They were cleaning up, like I said, right around 1 o'clock on June 5th, 1 in the morning. And I guess there was a country music star. I don't know if he's really a star. A country music musician, Ian Munsick. Never heard of him, but that's nothing against him. That's more against me. And after the show, they're cleaning up, like I said, and all of a sudden they spotted a dark metallic disc floating above. And reading from some anonymous tipsters, they said one of our coworkers suddenly said to us, "Hey, what is that over there? It looks like a spaceship." We all turned to look at in the direction he was pointing, and sure enough, there was a UFO hovering about a half a mile to a mile north of Red Rocks. A dozen of us saw it. We all kept asking each other, "Are you seeing this too?" It was a resounding yes from everyone in the group. The UFO hovered above the treetops near the Golden area. This is where Red Rocks is. For about 30 seconds before it disappeared into thin air is what they said. The craft was disc-shaped with three levels of windows resembling a three-storied office building, according to one individual. The entire UFO spanned several hundred feet and was illuminated by lights. What's even crazier is that as soon as they all started noticing it and stopped what they were doing to pay attention to it, the craft tipped at an angle and slowly started moving belly first to the east. Then it started fading away until it was invisible. It didn't shoot off into the distance. It simply dissolved into the ether. And they said, "We all watched it vanish." Well, I don't know. I don't hear that very often about stuff in Colorado. But that being said, I didn't realize this. This year, guess how many UFO sightings have been reported in the state of Colorado? How many would you say? One? 10? 3,320 UFO sightings have been reported in the state of Colorado this year. We just started July. It's the 12th most popular spot in the United States for UFO sightings this year, as of right now. That's according to the National UFO Reporting Center. I didn't know there was a reporting center. I would love to tag along with those people if they have to go investigate. I've never seen a UFO. I want to see a UFO. I want to believe. I do. But I've never seen it. I think it's neat that something so close to where I'm at. I live in Thornton, but Golden in the Red Rocks area is not that far away from me. I want to say that's like, I'm throwing this out there and I could be completely wrong. I want to say 30 to 40 minutes away. That's not that far. And it's fascinating. It happened at 1 o'clock in the morning. There's usually not a lot of people out there. You'd think the aliens would know, assuming it's aliens, would know that, hey, it's Red Rocks. there's always somebody out there, especially if there's a concert. It's wild to think about that something like that could happen. But it's even crazier that that thing was there for allegedly 30 seconds and not one person thought to go, you know what, let's just at least try to take a picture with my cell phone. Nobody did that. There's no video, apparently, unless it's been confiscated. There's no video, there's no pictures. And it was there for allegedly 30 seconds. Here's my thing. I see that, I'm going to, especially because, like, you're not in a car, you're not driving, you're just not wandering around, you're working. I assume the majority of the people there had a cell phone on them. Whip it out. Take a picture. Take a video. If it sucks, it sucks. I've had people send me video of like, hey, this is a UFO I saw in wherever, Colorado. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, I don't really know what I'm looking at. But at least they tried. It makes me wonder, did they have video and then somebody made sure that that didn't get out? And here's the thing. Just because it's a UFO doesn't mean it's alien. I know a lot of that. That's kind of what is associated with it. There's a lot of rumors of what that could be. A lot of speculation, whether it's just government testing of technologies. There's people that believe that if there's going to be, I was telling somebody about this the other day when we were discussing the story. I said a lot of scientists believe that if there were aliens in those UFOs, those UAPs, if there was something that isn't what we would say is human in there, that they are more likely to be from here on Earth than they are to be from outer space based on travel distance. So it makes more sense that there's something hidden within the oceans or at the poles or whatever, than there is that something traveled tons of light years away to get here to study us. It's more likely that something's already here and maybe it's a long lost civilization and that's what it is if it were to come up. That being said, is that what that is? I don't fucking know. I'm just telling you what I've heard people as far as their theories go. Who fucking knows what it is? Carlos wrote in on Twitter with this, and he says, I can't take this serious when most of the people at Red Rocks that work there are high as fuck. He's right. Come on. Ben said, I didn't see it, but it's awfully convenient after the debate we saw. Only thing to save us from WW3 or a second American Civil War would be an event that unifies us as a civilization. Also, have you seen all the military presence in the Pacific? Something's about to happen. Right. Boy, that debate was that was a shit show. That was so bad. Oh my God, they better do something. Otherwise, it's just a runaway for Trump. And whether you like him or not, that's just, it's like, Jesus Christ, you're not even putting anybody out there. It's not even a fight. It's not even a fight. Come on. But anyway, yeah, you can kind of see that something's boiling over. And depending on how you want to look at things, and depending on what you believe in and what your theories are of, like, say, what UFOs are, there's a lot of people that believe, and I'm not necessarily one of them, but I can understand this thought process, is that those individuals are entities that have, like, you know, beings that have been here for a long time, as far as a species that's existed on this planet for a long time and really didn't want to interact with us, Homo sapiens, and they've kind of just hid themselves from us. But now that we've evolved to stupidity level, where we have a lot of nuclear capabilities, and you see a lot of these UFOs making their presence known, or allegedly, around nuclear sites, it kind of makes you go, are they concerned that we're going to fuck shit up? I don't know, man. Here's also what we have to worry about that a lot of us might fall into. You're hoping for a hero to swoop in and save us from ourselves type of thing. You know what I mean? We're so consumed by our, you know, Marvel universe, DC universe. Shit's hitting the fan. Please, if there was only a Superman that could save us now. And in a way, I think some people are just like hoping that that's the case. We're hoping that there is some caped crusader out there that's going to swoop in and go, okay, guys, I'm taking away all these nukes from you. You're going to timeout type of thing. I think deep down we all kind of would hope that something like that would happen. And then next thing you know, everything's coming up roses and daisies and wow, things are great now. But there's also these new alien type people that we have to interact with again or learn to live with. I think that it kind of goes with religion, and it goes with, there's a lot of people now that aren't very religious. And I think in a weird way, it's kind of taking over that in their mindset of, yeah, maybe it's not God that's coming in to save us, but instead it's these alien entities that are going to save us from ourselves. If that makes sense. I know that's kind of a weird thing to say, but the more you think about it, I think there's some logic in there. It's bizarre. I don't know what the fuck to tell you that people saw at Red Rocks. I haven't seen jack squat when it comes to UFOs or UAPs, whatever you want to call them. I haven't seen anything. I want to. Because maybe that would give me more hope for what's going on this planet, where you got a bunch of morons that are in control with itchy trigger fingers to essentially play the game of whose cock's bigger type of thing. You kind of hope for the rescue. And maybe that's the case. And maybe that's what's going on with these. You have allegedly 3,320 UFO sightings in Colorado as of right now in July. Shoot, that number might be up a few notches since I recorded this. The point is, it seems like something's bubbling up. What it is, I don't know. It could just be conspiracy. It could just be people wishful thinking that's bubbling up. And people seeing what they want to see, hearing what they want to hear, believing what they want to believe. Is that fixing any of our problems? No, it's not. But it does make you think, if somehow with all this going on, we have more public conversations about UFOs and UAPs and what they could be, what they might not be type of thing. If one day we find out that those are indeed an alien species, whether they're from here or beyond, and we have to find a new normal and coexist with them, how's that going to work? Who's going to fuck it up first? Clusterfuck of madness, the human species most likely will fuck it up. Not saying it's you, not saying it's me, but there's going to be some dick fuck out there that's going to screw it up. They're going to be like, oh, I got an itchy trigger finger. You know, and you're like, what are you doing? Stop it. Calm down. I don't know. I'm going to start shooting. And then they start shooting at the space people.
What the fuck?
Like, come on, man. What the fuck? Why would you do that? Why? Why? Just go eat your cheese in the corner. Then you're going to be sitting there going, listen, you people of another planet or from inner planet. And then some guy's going to be like, some of the alien creature's going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
What do you mean, you people?
Listen, I just enjoy playing sound bites.
Right, as always.
He knows me so well. Oh, that's so fascinating. If you guys have ever seen something, let me know. Send it to me. I know some of you have in the past. You sent me some videos. And listen, if you believe you saw something, that's fine. I can't knock you on that. Like I said, I've been watching Skinwalker Ranch, and it's making me believe more and more there's some wicked shit out there, whether it's from this planet or beyond. I don't know what it is, but I can see how conspiracy theories get their legs. And when you have a very well-known place like Red Rocks Amphitheater, having 12 people witness it for 30 seconds, that's just, it's hard not to go, maybe there's some truth in what they saw. As of right now, I'm not seeing those individuals doing interviews. They're always welcome here, or I can, you know, go to them, interview them, get their side of things. Please let me know. I would love to do that. DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. But the thing is as of right now, it doesn't seem like they're trying to manipulate the system so they can cash in on it. Maybe they will. Maybe they will. If they end up on doing like a talk show, you know, schedule, and they're just popping on one place and another, and they're making cash out of it, then I'm going to start not believing them. I don't pay you to come on my show. I don't do it. Don't believe in it. Don't believe in it. What? You want money out of my pocket? Well, you can go suck a bag of dicks. I don't know why you'd suck them. More like eat a bag of dicks. Man, I fucked that up. Totally.
What the fuck?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I let me know your thoughts. It's weird. I think it's neat because it happened in my backyard, essentially. You got the monolith up in Fort Collins, and now out in the Golden area by Red Rocks, or at Red Rocks, they got, you know, apparently UFOs, spacecraft in the air. Wicked, wicked weird. I don't know what to make of it. I think it would be neat if it was, in a way, I think it would be neat if all of a sudden society got flipped on its head and we're like, well, guess what? Half of you been fucking aliens, okay? Didn't even know it, did you? Ha! Ha! Anyway, I was reading a book. Yes, it's weird. I know how to read. Very lightly. I can't remember the name of the book. But it was, I didn't get to finish it because I had to return it back to the library. But it was talking about how they put these like thrusters type of thing on the planet, and they basically were taking Earth out of orbit because I want to say because the sun was dying or something like that. And then they were just basically, they took the Earth out of orbit and they were drifting it to somewhere else. And it was just interesting. I don't remember why I brought that up, but hey, it's a good book. I didn't finish it. Don't remember what the title was, but a great book. Anyway, thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. If you haven't done it, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And big thanks to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. Go check them out. You got to go in there and just see what I'm talking about. It's just a great place to go relax. It's off of 7667 Washington Street. A lot of fun to go in there and just chill. It's just great people in there too. Also, big thanks to Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's DeHuff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.